Should we just go around and everyone says what they could do?
Did we that anything?
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've done some.
Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which, oops, I already don't.
Oops, stop.
Oh, I broke mine as well. It's supposed to do stuff. Okay. So, yeah, we've got a browser with, which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select the summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player.
Right.
And that's, I think the search works as well, so you can pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty, and so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button, which doesn't do anything yet. Now, I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with a speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does the pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you, actually in the transcription box, but so you click on the button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that what you're saying.
The left click.
The left click highlights it.
Right.
So that you can. I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else. I think so. Yeah. When you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there. I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on the right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah, well, we can't do that.
So right click on that menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization.
What else could we have in the menu?
That's a good point. I don't know.
So right click on the
I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah.
Yeah,
so maybe that's it.
Yeah.
So it would probably be a bit weird for
yeah.
it to just not bring that stuff.
Yeah.
To just have the same sort of video throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just the button.
Yeah.
I guess a button makes a bit more sense, because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now? What happens then? It's like,
well, no, you still have
visual.
The menu.
Yeah.
The menu pop up there. Well, oh, yeah. It's more obvious, isn't it?
It's more
like,
intuitive, isn't it? It's got a
yeah.
button.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's more intuitive.
But then it's not as accessible.
Well,
like,
yes.
If you want to add more things in the future, I don't know, where's the menu?
Maybe.
I think it's
maybe.
More flexible.
Yeah, well, I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1, you can have a menu instead of a button. This one.
But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in, like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what would you, part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings.
Yeah, so when you right click on it, one option will be, give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yeah.
Or is that too much? I mean,
it's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization. as
Yeah.
Steve mentioned,
Yeah, that's
we
true.
need to know how to
Yeah.
Yeah.
evolve the speech characters.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be nice to have
Cool.
it interconnect.
Yeah, we need to tie it in with dialogue acts or something, involving speaker characterization thing to, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like we have it, we're doing it, but what, how does it help the browser? Or what can it give us
What
in
do
the
you
browser?
mean the speaker characterization?
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah,
Yeah.
I mean I don't know about that. I mean it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said, I mean it's like a nice thing. We don't we're not too sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah.
I think we should do it, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of like, well, if you get speaker characterization that someone's talked a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get anything that's in that topic.
Yeah, I mean
And you
that's
update
still
it like
another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet, you know.
No.
Doesn't pop up the speaker characterization yet. You have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
With that speaker characterization, that's what we're crossing
Yeah.
it with.
Yeah.
Yes.
So should we try to do a right thing when you're done?
Yeah. All right. Why not?
Is that just from the main?
Sorry?
Even if
Is
it's
that
one page
is that from
thing.
any particular window? Like if we wanna sort of get like if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right click
Yeah.
from these various things
Yes.
to
Wait, yeah, there's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We wanna somehow click be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we could do that in a similar way, do it right click as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so
And
this
have
goes
a different menu.
for
consistent throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the speaker.
So yeah.
This goes
So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings. It's by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click basically.
Actually, yeah, like another common thing was if you have it sort of set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu, I mean that's kind of a typical kind of action
Double
that would happen.
click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of a, like a default view.
Oh.
So it'll be like all the pieces of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic. And like interesting to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen, so the double click will
Yeah.
do that instead of saving them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I don't see there anything obvious that would be able, you
Well,
know, that would
you
be.
might come to us as we start playing with it.
Yeah.
What was that? I think Colin's done. Do you mean
Like we have the right click menu, the
Yeah.
menu, right click, but instead of like have a default double click, so
Oh,
if there's
so
Yeah.
I
so
think
it'll be a choice
big
from the menu
example's
above.
the most
Yeah,
common
exactly.
Yeah.
used double
Yeah.
click.
Like, I don't know, show the speaker characterization.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Browse
but
that
then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again. And they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know.
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen then?
Yeah, then you sort of
Oh.
Sometimes you get lost in things and like, "No way, it's not coming up."
Only closer. Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
Especially if you have a touch pad.
Yeah.
I'll check what it does on double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think it might
Yeah.
do something, but
Yeah.
But I really don't see anything obvious that I mean if you can think of something then.
I guess it depends on the yeah, what you're cooking up.
So yeah, another thing single audio files. Do we want to use any of that?
We don't know yet, do we, maybe? Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel the
Mm.
single channel files. Do we want them? I mean
Probably not, but we might need them for the screens if we
Yeah,
prototype
okay,
here.
yeah. I mean
Well,
we might use them
at
as
the
well
moment, no, but
to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse you can
You might want to be able to say, "Oh, just give me what that person's saying."
Do you though? I mean it's
No.
not gonna make much sense if you don't listen to it on its own, do you?
Unless you can't hear it properly or something, someone's talking over somebody else or something like that. We're just saying that for now and put it in later.
Yeah. Yeah.
because otherwise it will be it will increase the amount of data we make on the mobile phone.
Yeah. Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you've mentioned? Do you think
we probably need that done to have the full flexibility. We need to have that.
That's what I feel.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm very much, I want to have everything customizable.
Hmm.
Well,
the thing is typically though, is someone can have five windows open at the same time, probably not.
Probably not,
two or three or whatever.
Two or three
whatever they're working with, like our own next.
Yeah. But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to have
it.
You probably, I don't know if you want to have like the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just like choose the same window for transcription and summary.
Like have a tab there. For
I was just
saying.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like Zip
that's
file.
True.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Then we
don't
have to do that. Can you have more? I don't think you have to do that.
Really.
You probably can.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could do anything.
If you really want to do it. I don't know. It's a bit of a crippled job in the going to the AP sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I can have a look.
Yeah, or just, I don't know.
But
yeah,
that might be
changed to contents of the same window. Like from transcription to summary.
Yeah, we're even just have buttons on it, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar for that window. Something.
Yeah,
you can do it. It doesn't have to be a time or whatever.
No, it could be like transcription, summary.
Yeah. Or check marks even have
to that will reduce the number of windows. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. You ever use Photoshop, it's got loads, and you're always forever going, I'll get out of the way. There's always stuff in the
But I mean, people get used to it.
Right?
When they use Windows, you have a lot of windows open.
Unless Kiddy, I don't suppose you can minimise them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimise them.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a lot. Well, of course, you can.
Like, a lot of these can be. Like, once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transfer without the disfluency, transfer with the different disfluencies.
Yeah, that's
have
true.
All
they're,
these, you know,
they're
have all these sort of using the same window and so.
Yeah, they're definitely
going to
be in the same window.
And probably
mutually.
Yeah,
that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway. So. Yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window? Mutually exclusive.
Yeah, well, I don't know, with transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like full meeting without disfluencies and summaries.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do you want to do that?
That makes sense.
Yeah,
it sounds good.
And finally, the prototype. Let's talk about what kind of prototype could be produced. Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, oh, what am I going to change today? You know, and it kind of just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway. To be honest, so it's not going to be a lot.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try and, I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing. So
yeah,
so
that's what we need
to
do.
Yeah.
Something just slightly more than just that one.
Yeah. Just so we see the integration works. So between the So I guess that's what we need to do.
I think that's kind of what you meant as well.
Seeing it
sort of start to do stuff rather than.
I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down. So
Actually, is the code accessible, like the GUI stuff? stuff that you've done then? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff on your directory or something? Like, if we're gonna just try and like take a look or something.
I don't know, can we access other people's?
I think you can, but.
If you keep well readable, then anybody.
Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable and we can all directly get it on.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can show that.
I think by default they are.
No, they're not well readable, they're only default, then only you can read them.
Alright.
You can see them, but you can't read.
Okay.
Right, well, I'll make that readable then.
Okay.
So the directory is my number.
Or you can just email, okay, yeah.
Well, this is not difficult.
What's your number?
In all the emails.
Yeah.
Your number.
No, oh four.
Okay.
Oh four, five, five, six, oh.
Say that again, oh four.
Oh four, five, 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 six, oh.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder in LSSD. And it's called the M browser.
The M browser?
Yes.
Or this?
M for meeting.
Hope you never have to look in my directory, it's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely organized. I've got folders everywhere, I love folders.
Mine is serious chaos. Files everywhere.
Yeah, so that's me done. Someone else wanna talk about this stuff?
Final jump of one.
Could tell you what I learned in SDQ. I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use.
What were you doing again?
Yeah.
Oh, searching.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They heard files stuff and like search.
Found a tutorial of like inverted search indexing, but I
so you could probably just use that code. Like that was behind the question you asked him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
yeah.
Using code and stuff and just
oh,
like.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
that's pretty much it, is it?
So
yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I kind of had a look
yeah.
at it,
oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
I found some code for
yeah.
like
of
from
making.
A tutorial about
oh,
indexing.
Oh, great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can generally plug it around and make it work.
Yeah.
We'll probably stop doing some other file manager.
Yeah,
messing around with
some system messes, but yeah. Bare basics is it? Okay, that's
cool. Yeah, that's handy. Yeah. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know, I was a bit worried about when, well, I mean, we talked about this with files, that's not with files, I mean, how much do we actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen. But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java.
Okay.
Well,
are you writing in Java?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because you know they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
At least.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure I'm making a made of it.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a good point they had, that, like, collaborating with
yeah.
file things. I mean, if you're already started on
yeah, yeah.
stuff,
absolutely,
I guess
yeah.
we can...
Should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libraries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we, I don't know, meet up and see what we could do? I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe.
Next week.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're still.
That, yeah, that ain't doing this week. This week's been bad.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this week's only 2 days old.
Well, well, it was last week.
Yeah.
Last week. the week as it is rather than proper weeks, you know. I'm sure.
Yeah.
A little bit about it. Last
well, you're an SP now, you're an SP too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was, last week. which is having a page run, but it's quite difficult to run a page.
Yeah, that's fun. So yeah, I was thinking that we can probably start attacking this seriously and just hopefully have something by next week that we can sort of try and integrate into the GUI.
Well, the browser as I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out for the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works. I don't quite understand.
So when it
to get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for I think the IDs or something.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess it's that way. That is very bizarre.
So they don't, you know, they don't say look in that and that folder, but
yeah.
So search everything.
That is pretty bizarre.
Well, they did say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does break up quite quickly.
But
you know, but
what is it like a window where you have to write the search query, or is it just what's behind it? So, or
no, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, you know, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for a certain meeting. It does an NXT search for the string, I don't know, transcript or text or whatever.
For and it what like it just has an open variable transcript, just whatever, find everything that's got that.
So I don't know if you've looked at the search query language, but it's like a $A text.
Because that's the like it has a variable, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then because every year all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string. Words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files.
When you like, is there a open thingy or what do you, like, what did you do to like, how did you figure out that this uses NXT search?
Well, it's in the code, just that it, you define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript to do the summary.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it?
Yeah, just search for a specific string. So you could just, you could use that when you, if you were take the data out. If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want, whatever you want to do, then just send an email. I can explain it.
Maybe that annotated your code.
Oh yeah. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared to throw out all the functions I have. Yes. So they're all in there, still. A lot of rubbish. We'll be checked out at the end, I think.
Commenting it out one bit at a time, putting it So basically, we go and kind of this work.
That's the thing we can.
The answer to that is not really sure.
The weekend's still 4 days off.
I'm still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is this?
Oh, I should have that much to do it for.
Well, should you find any one to explore any other? How's your quantifier rating?
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thing you want?
Mm.
No.
Who wants to?
You do.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll do that.
These can be changed.
Shall I do that then?
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Or, you know.
If you want to, it's just, you know, play around with some extra time, catching time.
It shouldn't be difficult.
So what courses should I have picked? I'm not doing any work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing communications.
Of which I had one exercise and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. That's in 2 weeks.
Was that the informatics course?
Yeah, it's a
Oh, like digital.
Nine kinds of work entails or something.
Okay.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems. Which we had one exercise as well, and that's in like Friday. Well, I'm not doing any backpacking.
I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when this coffee is over.
Yeah. Is that about it then? Anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I know after ERLG or something, we can just have a little quick little update and just.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah,
well,
we can
decide then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You're going to do the search.
Okay.
The search.
Sure, why
yeah.
Couldn't be that hard. It'll be still a limited version of the next query. Won't be the whole thing. Like we can just decide sort of things that we do want to do. Yeah. Well, actually, most of just download Macs and as well. In summary.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones because otherwise,
we just
won't get by.
Schedule, pretty quick. Like you said. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, I think.
Well, you decide, I'm not very much for that prototype.
The problem is your board is. Do you know
of
February?
So 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, how about we get it done by then?
Ish, yeah.
Then we can write about it in a interim report.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, now we've got something to show.
My old deadlines.
Oh, and the search interface. Maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for. And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
What we have now, isn't that pretty much what we know, or was it?
Oh, that's that doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasted. That does not exist. Nicely done, though, isn't it? It's actually all these things are nicked from all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google. A screenshot of Google.
Maybe you should make it exist then.
It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We haven't agreed on what we want to be able to search for.
So,
do you want to just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do and then.
Mm.
And we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include.
Yeah.
That would probably involve researching the query language bit as well to see what that can do.
It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit, you know, already, so we don't sort of have to do all the work again of just like figuring out stuff.
Just
no.
Like the basics. Yeah.
No, already what?
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Just like all and seeing the code and just sort of how just see the basics of what you've done and just get a quick look over and just
can take
yeah.
a sort of tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you know the class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just say like, well, here's you
yeah.
know, everything's basic.
Yeah,
just
can do that.
And
yeah.
Yeah, just
show you
jump right in.
The
yeah.
Next
yeah.
week's in the morning.
Well, this time I'm being taken.
Something is, you know, yeah, something like that could happen any time because, you know, like my schedule is like class, break the class, break the class.
Yeah,
sort of
I'm probably going to take an hour.
Yeah, I know,
like
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
I mean,
something like that, I'm going to find a class I can run off.
Yeah, pick your time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday,
yeah.
Monday might be good.
Yeah.
What? Monday.
46?
Yeah,
this
Monday.
Just.
Anytime. Not at noon or 2 or 4. No, in between those, you know, like 1 or 3.
3 o'clock?
Sure.
Actually, yeah.
It's possible.
I think we're going to time to do NLG 4, yeah.
It's 4, yeah.
I actually
yeah.
want to do it after.
Yeah, that's an option too. Yeah.
Do
sure.
3 is good, though, but we have, well, it's not too far.
Or 3:30.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Necessarily.
In the computer room in here.
Actually,
and
you can just get in there, though.
If you can't, can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key, do you? Can none of you get?
We can get in through
what?
the computer room
in here, the MSC computer.
I haven't found that yet.
Well, if you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us all in there. We can look up in there.
We can look now, afterwards.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
You do need to have a key for it, though, that's the thing.
It's
not
okay.
The one, but. Yeah, somebody else.
Which was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he's going to get us access into
what?
The computer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only got this crap, so I got about 4 or 5 computers. So yeah. It would do quite a bit for our job, because we
yeah.
can also have a very non-linear computer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a printer in there too?
Yeah, it's a printer. And there's a photocopier. Yeah. With the
really?
Code on it.
It's
cool,
yeah.
Well,
I'm
just
going to photocopy your assignment.
Got it on my computer.
Yeah, all the comments
are ready. So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards than we have all the time.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Oh,
so
yeah, then have
yeah.
half an hour and then we'll.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
As long as female, she doesn't go late.
Hopefully, it's not that bad, though, won't it?
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
She doesn't even know what she's talking about. Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
It's really next week. It should be.
Is it really?
Well, it's supposed to be.
Week
next week. Week 6
really?
Next week.
I don't think we have a reading week now.
We have one class at least.
That's
speech
crazy.
Perception. We don't have any lectures, but I think I have like all other classes.
Yeah, I don't think there
there's no point in.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a back order, wasn't it?
Something like that. I think
we're a couple classes. Some classes did and
some
classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure,
yeah.
Really know
I think undergraduates had.
Yeah.
Were
told. It was up to the professor. I don't know. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL, no problem.
Yeah,
we
no problem.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Let's meet Monday.
Yeah.
Was
there anything else? Do anyone want to like the campus or should I take Gary?
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if
there was
something. I think
it's
basically said. The same things as Google Commons. I could do it. Maybe that.
Want multiple windows from a single app.
From a single app.
But most we will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think comments to the present sounds like so.
Yeah, exactly. Just very common about whether you want to do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation.
And now we have 7% of the personality.
So you need to be a team boss, right?
You're okay with having me.
Sign nothing.
Should we turn these off or not?
They're coming now.
Is she still here?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.